Welcome to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Diving stop, Seager. Toss on a hop to first. In time to get seven.
Three-run homer. Robinson Cano off the lefty specialist, Fernando Abad. And the Mariners lead it 5-4.
Goodbye, baseball. Straight away, center field. Cano and Cruz go back to back.
And the king, when the Mariners needed him the most, two hits over seven. Scoreless innings.
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
And welcome back, Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Thanks for being here again. Gary Hill with you. Hope you had a great weekend. The Mariners sure did. We have a ton to talk about as the Mariners just absolutely rolling. Winners of seven of their past eight ball games. The offense is cranking, man, scoring a ton of runs, sweeping aside the Rays emphatically over the weekend. So here's what we have in store. It's an off day today, so tomorrow in the podcast we'll spend time previewing the Twins series and the rest of the homestand. This podcast is going to be all about what happened over the weekend. Aaron and Mike Blowers talked about the game on Saturday, which is just incredible. It's kind of unfortunate because every one of these games deserves solo attention, but we'll dive into Saturday even more because that is just one of those incredible ball games. There is just so much ground to cover and not a lot of time to do it as the Mariners just piled up a ton of runs. They scored five runs in the opener on Friday and really never looked back as they just pasted the Rays in three games. And now you start to look at the Mariners and look at the standings as, you know, 7 of 8. And they're just climbing. Now tied for second place with the Angels, 2.5 back of the wild card. A ton of teams in the mix for the wild card. And what I think is a very sneaky big series coming up against the Twins. Again, we'll talk more about that coming up in the podcast tomorrow. But a beautiful weekend at Safeco Field. And it did start in the first inning on Friday against the Rays. A grand slam, the first of a couple over the weekend. But it really got the offense rolling over the weekend. They've been cooking anyways, but this got it going and really set the tone for what was a marvelous 3 days.
Here's the 0-2 on the way, swinging a drive deep to left field. Rasmus going back to the warning track, looking up. Goodbye, baseball. Grand ball, get out the rye bread and mustard. It is grand salami time. Taylor Motter with a grand slam here in the bottom of the first inning. And the Mariners lead the Tampa Bay Rays 5-0. Home run number 5 on the year for Motter.
And by the third, the Mariners were just coasting.
3-2 pitch, swing, and a well-hit ball deep to left field. Going and going. Goodbye, baseball. Line drive. Three-run home run. Danny Valencia, his fifth of the season. And it's now the Mariners 8 and the Rays nothing. Their second home run of the game.
Valencia had a ridiculous series. On Friday, he went 3-for-3. Drove in 5, scored 3 times, and Friday was all about the bottom of the order, getting a ton of damage done. Motter driving in 4, Valencia driving in 5, Dyson drives in a couple, and Zunino chipped in with a ribby as well. His night would be the night after. And then Bergman, coming off his brilliance in Boston, was solid again.
The 2-2, and a swing and a miss at a breaking ball for strike 3. Bergman gets out of trouble by striking out Derek Norris, and that will retire the side. Nice job by Christian Bergman, strikeout number 6 on the night.
Yeah, he went 6, allowed just 2 runs, and that was plenty. A 12-4 win on Friday. So it got the Mariners off and rolling and into Saturday. Mariners Rays game 2 of the series. And the Mariners, again, well, they played a ton of long ball. But it first started with Mike Zunino checking in, driving in a couple runs in the second.
Here's the pitch of the way, swinging a line drive into the gap. Well hit right center field. That's down and all the way to the wall. Valencia running third. He will score. Dyson running third, being waved in. He's going to score. And it's second base. Mike Zunino with a two-out, two-run double. And the Mariners have the lead by a score of 3-1. And how about Mike Zunino? He has now hit safely in four of his last five games, seven hits in his last 16 at-bats, and four have been line drive doubles. And this drives in a couple, and the Mariners have the lead 3-1.
And Zunino was not even close to being finished.
The 1-2 pitch, swing and a drive, way out of here! Upper deck! Grandma, get out the rye bread and mustard! It is grand salami time! Mike Zunino with his first career grand slam here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Holy smokes, and the Mariners now lead the Rays 9-1. And from Mike Zunino, 4, 5, 6, 7, count them up, 7 runs batted in from Mike Zunino tonight. A two-run double in the second, RBI single in the fourth, and now a grand slam home run to clear the bases here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 9-1 Mariners lead, and what a night, a career night for Mike Zunino.
It was an enormous night for Mike Zunino. How about 3-for-4, drives in 7, including that grand slam. An incredible night. Here's what Zunino said after the ball game.
It's growing every day. It's a process. You know, it's just one of those, I got good pitches to hit today. Finding little things to iron out every day, and it's just nice. Now I have an idea of what I want to try to accomplish, so every day I can go into the cage and make sure that's good before I go out into the field.
What's it feel like now when you're up to play?
There's a level of confidence, and that's, much needed. And now I can, just sort of look for my pitch now and attack it. And I don't have to worry about where my body is or doing anything like that. And it's just nice to step in the box and feel like you can hit.
Is it muscle memory now at this point where it's coming, or you still have to think through?
It's close. I don't have to think stuff through, but, every day it's the same routine in the cage. And I'm just sort of trying to get to the same spot and just trying to keep that routine the same so I can hopefully keep this thing going.
So, Mike, the Zunino rules, this is 7 RBIs, that's how it works, too?
And man, that's fun to get some pitches and have those opportunities. I give a lot of credit to the guys in front of me for getting on and just having those opportunities, and just lucky to get some pitches to hit.
The at-bat with the grand slam, you threw your two splitters, you swung through one, you fouled one off. Did you think he was going to come back to it at some point, though?
Then he went to the fastball up, and I was able to see that, so I knew if I could get my foot down early and recognize I had seen all of his pitches already in the zone, and I was just able to get that splitter up, and I just didn't try to do too much, obviously. I was just trying to drive the ball, and I was able to get a good pitch.
So, massive night for Mike Zunino. Historic night for Nelson Cruz.
Here's the windup by Cobb and the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a drive deep into the gap in right center field. Going. Goodbye, baseball. Into the Mariner bullpen. Nelson Cruz with his 100th career home run as a Seattle Mariner, number 297 for his major league career. Nelson Cruz is 3-for-3 tonight with a single, a double, and a home run. His 13th home run of the season. And there is number 100. And a Mariners uniform.
Number 100 and an M's uniform. And what I find really fascinating about this, I really dove into how quickly he has gotten to 100. And he was the fastest in Mariners history. And it is not even close to how fast he did it compared to anyone else who has ever worn a Seattle Mariners uniform. 362 games is what it took. Now, to put that in context, the next fastest was Richie Sexton at 463, just over 100 games faster to get to 100 home runs. Alex Rodriguez did it in 470, Ken Phelps in 488, Brett Boone 511, Jay Buhner 572, Jim Presley, 622. Alvin Davis, 634. Ken Griffey Jr., 640. And I know that surprised a lot of people because a lot of people tweeted me when I sent this out. But the one thing you have to think about with Griffey, he was 19 when he broke into the big leagues. So he wasn't piling up the huge home run numbers early on. That wouldn't happen until later. But still, 634 when you start in the big leagues, or 640 when you start in the big leagues at 19 is impressive. Beltre did it in 167, Seager in 706, Abanez in 804, and Edgar in 827. So pretty amazing. I mean, not only did he get to 100 in a Mariners uniform, but just the time he did it, blazing fast, remarkable. So the Mariners just destroy Tampa in game two of the series. And, I mean, 9-2 final. Sam Gavilio pitches well for the M's. He goes five, gives up just one earned run. Plenty of run support to go around. Seven ribbies for Zunino. Valencia, ho-hum, four more hits, went 4-for-4 in that one. Cruz went 3-for-4. He drove in a run. And for the second game in a row, a lot of the RBI production coming at the very bottom of the lineup. So the Mariners already with the series in hand, and on Sunday they were looking to sweep aside Tampa Bay. Miranda was on the hill, and he was sensational.
The windup and the 2-2 to Beckham. Swing and a miss and a changeup for strike three, and that will retire the side. Strikeout number seven already for Ariel Miranda as he takes care of the Rays. 1-2-3 here in the fourth. What a start for Miranda.
And the Mariners, they set the tone early again.
And the 2-2 to Cruz, swing and a fly ball deep center field. Heading back to the warning track, Kiermaier leaps up. Goodbye, baseball. Straightaway center. There's 101 for Nelson Cruz in a Mariners uniform. And career home run number 298 as he closes in on 300.
Getting closer to 300, Nelson Cruz putting two on the board in the first. Two more for the Mariners in the fourth inning as well. And in the fourth, Danny Valencia, a little Mariners history along the way.
The pitch, swinging a ground ball, slow roller. Third base side, charging, barehanded the ball, and overrunning the ball is Daniel Robertson. He can't find the handle. That is going to be an infield base hit for Danny Valencia. Holy smokes, he is nine for his last nine. Danny Valencia with nine consecutive base hits. That ties Raul Ibanez for a Mariner record who hit safely in nine consecutive at-bats from September the 22nd until September the 24th back in 2004.
Just blistering hot, 9-for-9. His streak would come to an end after that, but awfully impressive. Mike Zunino does it again as well.
And another 2-2 on the way to Zunino. Swinging a ground ball through a wide open right side. Base hit right field. Cruz will score. Valencia rounding third. He will score around the third. Dyson. Mike Zunino, Mr. Automatic over the last week with a two-out, two-run single, has just given the Mariners a 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Zunino comes through one more time. How about that?
But this day really belonged to Miranda, who went the distance.
The 2-1 pitch, swing and a line drive into right center. Over is Dyson. He's there. Ball game is over. The Mariners win it 7-1 over the Tampa Bay Rays as Ariel Miranda goes all the way and gives the Mariners their first complete game from a starter this season.
Nine innings, just allowed four hits along the way, one run, one walk, and nine punch-outs, and he did it on 105 pitches. He was sensational, and it just continues what has been a really nice run. His last five starts, a 2.03 ERA, 31 punchouts in 31 innings. And at Safeco this year, he's been dominant. A 2.02 ERA in five starts and 35 and two-thirds innings, 33 punchouts. He has been absolutely sensational. He has been a rock in a storm. With four starters going to the DL, he has been the Mariners' most consistent starter this season, especially with, you know, Paxton has been unbelievable, but spending several weeks on the DL, Miranda has been there, didn't start the season in the rotation, was quickly inserted with injuries, and he has given the Mariners some quality innings, some quality starts along the way. He has been outstanding and exactly what they have so desperately needed in the rotation. So the Mariners complete the sweep 7-1. They beat the Rays yesterday. They sweep aside the Rays. Now 28-30 on the season, 17-10 at home. They continue to play great baseball at Safeco Field. And we've talked about it already, how big this month is. They spend a ton of time at home in the month of June. They need to take advantage, and right now they are taking advantage. Here's what Scott Servais said after the ball game.
Awesome job. Obviously, Miranda is on top of his game, and today was really really fun to watch. You know, he was commanding the strike zone, really aggressive with the fastball, and you know, enough off-speed pitches to keep him honest. And you know, he really wanted to finish that ball game. I think in the sixth, seventh inning, Cruzy came up to Mel and says, "Hey, man, he really wants to finish," and I'm all in on that. I think that's great. So. Tip my hat to him. And again, you know, good job by our offense again today. Cruzy gets it going. Huge at bat by Zanino, hitting a ground ball the other way, something you haven't seen Mike do a lot. But that's kind of the new Z and how he's approaching things. And, you know, Dyson chips in there at the end. So, really good series. You know, deserved off day. From where we were about 7 or 8 days ago to be at the point we're at right now says a lot about our team and the makeup of the guys in the room, especially our leadership group. You know, I talk a lot. You know, those guys drive the train. And, you know, Cano, Cruz, Seager, you know, stepping up. When things look like they're not going so good, and they weren't, I made the comment we were at rock bottom, and our guys have responded, and tip my hat to them. It's about the players, and they've stepped up.
Scott, in this series, your 6-9 hitters drove in 24 of the 28 runs. I mean, when they're hitting like that, how dangerous are you guys?
We're really dangerous. Yeah, I think all teams are. You know, your lineups are made through the core, you know, the middle of it, and they got the guys on top getting on base. But the guys at the bottom, you know, we all see the potential that they have. But when they put consistent at-bats together and literally keep the line moving, it's a lot of fun to watch. And there's constant pressure, you know, on the other team, on the other pitcher. It just doesn't have any easy outs. And, you know, it's great to see we're starting to come together offensively. And, you know, we still don't have everybody hot, but Danny Valencia has been on fire. We've seen Zanino step up. Dyson's been chipping in. Moder, big hits. Gamble continues to go. And I'm not even mentioning Cano, Cruz, and Seager. So that's what's exciting is the whole lineup and everybody's chipping in.
But Miranda, he seems to compete. I always ask you guys to compete.
Very, very much so. He is a really good competitor. And I think, you know, you look at him and kind of his whole story, you know, what it takes to get out of Cuba, get over here. You know, he's with Baltimore and we trade for him. And even in spring training this year, didn't have the greatest spring. And originally wasn't going to make our team until we had the injuries hit. And when he stepped up, it's just like he's got too much at stake. He's not letting it go. And I think it's a tribute to him and his makeup and personality. And you feel it out there. When he kind of gets back against the wall, he has a chance to just put a little bit more on the gas and make pitches. And, you know, really happy for him.
About considering those pitches, all that. How far has he come with those? I mean, he's not going to sneak up on people much longer. He's starting to sneak in on leaderboards all over the place right now.
Well, what he does is there's some deception to his fastball. The fastball has some ride to it. And you see a number of right-handed hitters will swing and miss or foul the ball straight back until sometimes they've seen him 2, 3, 4 times through the lineup. And, you know, the deception is something some guys have it, some guys don't. You know, he does have it. He's also the secondary pitches that the slider continues to get better and the split finger. Some days it's better than others, but it is enough off speed. It doesn't have to be great and he still gets them out front. So he's still got things he continue to improve upon and work on, but his competitiveness and his aptitude, ability to learn, it keeps getting better and we're the beneficiary, which is great.
Considering all the injuries to your starting rotation this year, where would you guys be without Ariel Miranda this year?
We wouldn't be in a good spot without Ariel Miranda. No, no doubt. All the injuries we've had, the guys have stepped up. And I think we've tried to keep things in perspective, not asking them to go out and throw complete game shutouts, but keeping us in the ball game. And I think, you know, Mel's done a really good job with those guys, understanding who they are, taking a scouting report and trying to apply it to what they do. And then Zanino and the pitchers and going out and getting after it. You know, you have to trust your stuff, and our guys are doing that.
Adjustments Zeno has made, has it been more physical or mental?
No, it's physical. Those are all mechanical adjustments. Yeah, I think that we talked about last year changing his approach and controlling the strike zone. It certainly got better, but this is a physical adjustment, trying to flatten out his swing plane, staying above more balls, and he's hitting more fastballs, and the quality of that bats has just been great. Even when he's not getting hits, he's deep in counts, he's seeing the ball, he's getting off good swings, you know, and eventually results are going to happen, and they're starting to happen.
Valencia, is it tough to even fathom 9 straight hits?
Yeah, I can't. Somebody asked Edgar in the dugout, "You're pretty good, Edgar. You ever do that?" And Edgar couldn't say he'd done it. So Good for Danny. You know, when you get nine straight hits, on the flip side of that, Cano probably feels like he should have got nine straight hits. You know, Robbie not having a whole lot of luck right now. That's baseball. It's not always fair. But when it's going good, you got to ride it as long as you can. And Danny has, and he's still not 100% with the wrist. Crazy as it sounds, I think that may have helped him a little bit. He's not trying to do too much. He's just trying to put the bat on the ball, and good things are happening to him. So, everybody, good off day tomorrow, and guys relax and come back at him. You know, against Minnesota, who's playing very well.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that series coming up in the podcast tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to the Minnesota series, one of the surprise teams in the American League. So, again, we'll get that tomorrow. Let's talk more about this weekend, though. We're going to hand things over to Aaron Goldsmith and Mike Blowers. They're going to talk mostly about Saturday and what was just an incredible day at the ballpark.
Mike Blowers, kind enough to swing by. And, Mike, never is that open more appropriate than the things that we're going to talk about right now, some grand slams.
I thought six was pretty good until Big Z had his night, driving in seven last night.
I thought it was very humble of you, Mike, on the telecast last night to root for Boog Powell to reach base in the eighth inning and for Mike to go Yahtzee for the second time, and he would have broken, your record, my camera's record, and AD's record for most RBIs in a game in Mariners history. That would have been nine. His settles for seven.
I actually wanted him to get eight with a triple, so he hit for the cycle and tied the record. Put him part of the club.
Exactly.
Yes.
The eight RBI triple or a cycle club for the Mariners.
Yeah, exactly.
Very impressive. What a day for Mike Zunino. And this, every once in a while, baseball gives us something that you wake up in the morning and you can't even fathom that something like this would happen on the same day. Yesterday we saw the first no-hitter spun in, over a year, and certainly the first this year, Edinson Volquez of the Marlins no-hitting the Diamondbacks. And on the same day that we have that, we have Albert Pujols becoming the first ever 600 home run member via the Grand Slam, and also the most Grand Slams hit on a single day in baseball history. It's a lot to keep up with in one day, Mike.
It is, and it's one of those things that it's extraordinary about the game because you really never know. Just when you think, certain things are going to happen. You mentioned Volquez. When he throws the no-hitter, which was terrific. By the way, he strikes out the side in the ninth to get it. That was the sixth one for the Marlins.
Insane.
The Marlins have six no-hitters.
That's a baby franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, in this grand scheme of things.
Sure. But six of them. He became the sixth. So that was kind of interesting. I think we were all pretty confident that Albert was going to hit another home run to get to 600. But for it to be a grand slam,
sure.
Was it a game-tying grand slam?
You know, that I don't know.
I don't either. Oh, it was 3-1 at the time. So, no, it wasn't that special, I guess. Kevin Kremlick's me goes, no, it was 3-1 at the time.
Yeah, Kevin's not impressed.
Yeah, yeah. The story was about to get really good, too, Kev. But that's pretty cool. I mean, the guy's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, that's pretty neat. And then the one thing that surprised me a little bit was the seven slams yesterday. That is the record.
As in, you thought that there would be more in a day,
or at least that many.
Yeah. So when
this game has been played for a long time,
and that's what makes this stuff so great,
right?
When Albert hit the grand slam, that was the sixth. So that was the record. That was only the second time. To your point, Mike, only the second time in baseball history that we've had six grand slams on a day. And so for Albert to tie that record with his record-setting home run number 600, then to have Mike Zunino have it be his first career grand slam to set the record for most grand slams in a day was pretty awesome. But you look at it, Kyle Schwarber, a grand slam yesterday, the first in his career. A former Mariner, Chris Taylor, a grand slam for the Dodgers, his first in his career. Zunino, the same story. And by the way, I haven't seen tape of all seven grand slams yesterday. I think hang time goes to Mike Zunino. That thing nearly got out of the ballpark.
How great would that have been, his first grand slam, and he's the first person to leave the stadium, just out of everything?
What do you think, three rows shy, two rows shy?
I thought it was two.
Two rows shy?
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it this way. Our camera guys are fantastic.
Yes, they're very good.
They are so good. And that ball was so high that you could tell – our director, Armitron of the truck, just said a white shot.
Yeah,
you couldn't find that thing. It was so high.
It's been a lot of fun, I guess, from the start of this series with everything that was going on, especially yesterday in baseball, but even with the Mariners. Valencia now is seven for his last seven. trying to catch Raul Ibanez, who holds the record at nine.
Nine consecutive hits and nine at-bats?
Yes. So we'll see what happens today, which is kind of fun. Mike Zunino, seven RBIs, a Mariners record for a catcher in a game, which was great to see. The Mariners had four guys in their lineup yesterday with at least three hits. Valencia had four.
And how about Big Nelly yesterday?
That's right. I don't want to forget about that. His 100th career home run as a Mariner, the quickest to get there
like,
by.
And it's like not even close.
Not even
it's
close.
It's a joke.
Yeah, it's over 100 games.
Yeah.
So that was fantastic to see, too. And as everything lines up, it just so happens on the telecast last night, we bring in Bill Krueger to talk about Nelson Cruz, and he already has two hits, and he hits the home run right on time on Nelson Cruz bobblehead night.
The poetry that was yesterday in baseball.
It was a great day. So, I mean, it was such a great day. I was thinking about it today driving in this morning, wondering what we were going to talk about and some of the other things that we do here on the radio program before the game. And I thought, you know what? There's a lot to talk about. It was such a terrific day yesterday.
And the last minute or so, Mike, one thing that I feel is so important to always go back to, just generically in this game, is to never lose sight of how hard this game is to play.
Yeah.
And you can speak to that infinitely better than I can. Logan Morrison last night hitting his 100th career home run, which if you get 100 dingers in the show, that's pretty sweet,
that's
man.
That's pretty good, yeah.
And that makes Albert look even more remarkable joining the 600 home run club. I mean, even if you get 100, you're thinking, hey, I've done something.
Right. You know what was amazing to me is I was watching a program this morning, and they were talking about Albert in the 600. But it was almost as he's been so consistent in his career. It was every 3 years, here's another 100. Every 3 years, here's another 100. It was amazing because they put the dates up there the whole way. An incredible career that he has had. And to think that, I like to think that, it all started right here at Safeco Field.
Oh, yeah. Quickly, that story.
Spring training over. They had the last spring game. They ended up playing it here when he was with the Cardinals. He was in right field at Safeco Field.
That's just funny to think about.
And Tony La Russa, everybody was upset because Tony La Russa said, this guy is on our team. He's going to play. And I can't remember who the other parties that were involved, the other players, but everybody was surprised by it. And then he turns right around and has just an unbelievable first year. But we saw it first right here at Safeco.
Now it's time for the week that was and why not, and what was an incredible week for the Mariners.
This is the week that was.
A look back on highlights and events of the Mariners past week.
On Mariners Magazine.
1-0 pitch to Urania, a swing and a drive deep to left field, heading toward Lansdowne Street, and this one is out of the ballpark onto Lansdowne. Goodbye, baseball. Guillermo Heredia.
The pitch. Swing and Ramirez sends it high out to left center field. Heredia dancing over to the gap. He's calling this ball to be his. He calls off Dyson, and the left fielder makes the catch to end the inning. How about Christian Bergman today from Fenway Park? He yet again faces the minimum. That's the fifth time in seven innings, and he has held the Red Sox off the board with only four hits.
Couldn't wait to get back out there after last time. Sometimes the best way is just to get back out and kind of simplify everything and just get back to making pitches. And Chooch called a great game. Played good defense behind. Those double plays were huge, and it was a good game overall.
Colorado Rocky Mountain.
Chat with a quick worker. Next pitch swung on, and it's a base hit center field for Sam Gaviglio, his first major league hit.
I was just getting ready to say, hey, swing hard just in case you hit it.
And that's what he did.
Pitch to Seager, swing and a fly ball into the gap in right center field, down for a base hit. Here comes Gamble on to score. Cano running third. He will score. Cruz around to third. The throw into second is going to be cut off by the shortstop, Story. Kyle Seager drives in a couple, and the Mariners now lead the Rockies 5-2.
1-1 pitch. Robbie, breaking ball, set to deep right center field. Kurgo watches it. Get out of here. Home run. Robinson Cano. Robbie with his 10th. RBI number 34, and the lead goes to 7-2 Seattle.
Swinging a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heredia running third, heading home. Up with the ball is Gonzalez. The throw will go into second base. Heredia scores. Around to third goes Dyson. Taylor Motter with an RBI single, and the Mariners have their 10th run of the night.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
windup, and the next offer on the way. There's the breaking ball, and a swing and a miss, and a curveball in the dirt for strike three. So James Paxton with his first strikeout of the ball game. He fans LeMahieu. I thought he might come in with that off-speed pitch, and he did.
Here's 1-2 from Paxton. A swing and a miss, and a breaking ball, a bounce in front of the plate. So Nino scrambles, picks it up, throws the first to Valencia, and that'll be out number one, a K2-3 on your scorecard. And for Big Pax, that's his sixth strikeout.
He was amazing. You know, it's great to have him back. Obviously, you see what he can do. It's impressive. I don't think that we envisioned him to come out and throw as well as he really did. I mean, he couldn't have thrown any better. It was amazing. And, you know, obviously he had a pitch count and he had to come out early. But whenever you can add a guy who's really a number one, a solid bona fide number one starter in the big leagues, definitely helps and makes you feel real confident as a defense and an offense.
The 0-2 pitch, swinging a ground ball to Cano at second. All but a second for one. The relay to first, and it's in time, and the ball game is over. The Mariners shutting out the Rockies tonight by a score of 5-0 here at Safeco Field. The Mariners have now won 4 in a row. What a turnaround. Here's the 0-2 on the way, swinging a drive deep to left field. Rasmus going back to the warning track, looking up. Goodbye, baseball. Grab ball, get out the rye bread and mustard. It is grand salami time. Taylor Motter with a grand slam here in the bottom of the first inning. And the Mariners lead the Tampa Bay Rays 5-0. Home run number 5 on the year for Motter.
They got rid of me to come here and to do it against them means more than anything. They gave me my chance in baseball, but I'm going to succeed somewhere else, and I'm glad to show them that.
Here's the windup by Cobb and the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a drive deep into the gap in right center field. Going. Goodbye, baseball. Into the Mariner bullpen. Nelson Cruz with his 100th career home run as a Seattle Mariner, number 297 for his major league career. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a drive deep to right field. Way out of here. A bird deck. It is grand salami time. Mike Zunino with his first career grand slam here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Holy smokes, and the Mariners now lead the Rays 9-1. And from Mike Zunino, 4, 5, 6, 7, count them up, 7 runs batted in from Mike Zunino tonight.
See you later.